I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran vows revenge after the biggest attack on its soil since 1979. The Islamic State claimed the twin explosions that killed at least 95 people on Wednesday and left over 200 wounded. The explosions threatened to escalate tensions in the Middle East, a region already on edge due to the Israel-Hamas war. Calls to Heart for Iran's 24/7 ministry line reflect nationwide anxiety. Heart for Iran's Nazanin Baghestani says,
"They always want prayer for peace, and that's mostly what our calls are. When they ask for prayer and we say, 'Do you know the source of peace?' We always preach the gospel. We always tell them the good news. And praise God, so many believe in Christ because there's no other hope."
And when it comes to something like addiction recovery, is the God factor really that important? Brandon Bauer with the Lighthouse says a biblical approach to addiction is crucial because without it, there's no way to address the deeper spiritual roots of idolatry.
We've put fancy names on idolatry like addiction, but things like addiction just provide a temporal satisfaction. And if we're worshiping the creation or something temporal rather than the creator, our lives are going to be in chaos.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
If you know someone who's struggling with a life-altering addiction, we'd love to talk with them. We may have room in our program for them. But like a deeper response, I want every believer that's listening to turn to Scripture to help guide them. Because if Scripture isn't guiding us, something else is.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.